ocean. I don't even know if this lyrics.
Somewhere on an island sea. That's the Pixies.
Thank you, Pixies.
The movie would be called Pixie Dust.
The Pixies are just leaving now. Bye, guys.
See you.
So,
why don't we hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line?
It's everybody's fault.
But not mine.
Folks, we have a dog in the studio, so if you hear some heavy panting, that is what that is. It's not us. It is Julian's lovely puppy, Izzy.
Also, if you hear thwapping from side to side, that is not us. That is
not us either. That's the thwap of a...
And it's the thwap of a aroused pup.
Yeah, that's right. It's you. It's you. So, guys, we got some news for you.
Con is still happening.
It's still on. We're planning it up. And I got to tell you, we are about...
we're still doing it.
We are about 10 steps closer every day to making this con happen.
I got a couple chefs, actually, like real chefs. The hot dog vendors,
really?
The hot dog vendors are coming, whether we like it or not at this point.
Why?
They have a lot of power. You don't know these hot dog guys. They got
persistent.
They're persistent. They have swaths of, you know, employees behind them
that you don't see. Once you make a deal with a hot dog vendor, it's like a
there ain't no
deal
going back.
Done in
well, if you notice
blood.
Deal
on
done
the
in
street,
Higgins.
There's the same hot dog vendor on the corner of every street.
It's same guy.
There's always a hot dog vendor
Monopoly.
There. That spot. They own that spot.
So they're coming. Whether we want them to or not.
Okay, that's just a reality.
I got a couple nice chefs. One of them has a Chinese restaurant. Two stars, pretty good.
I
got one of the owners of a local pizza franchise who's gonna come in, not on behalf of Pizza Pizza, but he'll just come in and probably be making
help
a bunch of. Yeah, he's gonna help us set up. He's gonna help us make some dipping sauces for some bread that we'll probably get. Closer. We're getting closer, folks. It's looking good.
Yeah, Julian, how are you? Have you booked the park yet? Do we know where this thing's gonna be?
I'm still working. I'm pinning it down as we speak. I'm just getting right on it.
I
accidentally triggered Siri.
What would you like to do?
You're nothing. I'm just typing it in. I'm just gonna. I'm sorry, guys.
This is probably the most important part of the whole.
I think it. I mean, there is no con without a spot.
Without a spot.
I mean, otherwise,
we have
it's
to
just,
have a location.
I know. I agree. I fully agree, and I totally respect my failure. It is real. I'm sorry, and I'm going to rectify it.
Mm.
If you just give me a second right now.
Okay, well...
As for me, Kodo drummers are off, because I can't deal with them anymore.
My Wi-Fi is out. I can't do it right now, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure it happens before the next episode.
The Kodo drummers are off? That was going to be a highlight, James.
Look, I mean, they're just not working out. They're
Jesus
just not
Christ.
Doing it for me. And you know what? It's so
not
hard
doing
to get
it
in contact.
For you.
I can't get in contact with them. Everywhere I try to, there's no responses from anybody. You know, I tried going on a Facebook page for them and just kind of writing on the wall, hey, can you please help me out? And I got no response. Obviously, last week I tried the YouTube messaging service. No response. They're uppity, I guess. They're too good to come to our convention, even though it's going to be one of the best.
Well, that's a goddamn shame, James. I mean, what could we possibly replace Kodo drummers
with? Well, look, I have a great idea, okay?
Oh, really?
Okay. Pokemon is still running strong, and when we were kids, it was one
Pokemon.
Of the... Pokemon? We can't call it that, probably, for one reason, and I'll tell you why. We can't use that title at the con. Pokemon, though, will be the title. Everyone knows what that is, right?
It's kind of implied.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Everybody has wanted to be in the real live Pokemon, I bet. We've all wanted to be trainers. We've all wanted to have those animals and be able to have them fight against each other.
We've all wanted to be Ash Ketchum with his nice hat.
We've always wanted to be the very best.
We've always wanted to catch them all. And at the... It's everybody's at the
Fault Con
first annual.
2015.
There will be a live or real life Pokemon event being
held.
Some kind of
gym battle, like some kind of stadium, like some kind of a Poke battle.
Exactly.
Poke?
Tournament. not just battle, tournament.
Ooh, I gotta
we
say.
We set up on this field. Now, is this not better than some dumb drummers?
You know what? I'm warming up to the idea, man.
What drummers?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh.
Fuck them.
But look, this is how it's going to work, because we're going to be in a park, hopefully. We're going to set up kind of like the size about of a soccer field. Mm. We have pet owners. Everybody brings their pets to the con.
Right.
One pet owner goes to one end of the field. The other pet owner goes to the other. And then it's just Pokemon. They have these, their pets. They have their pets kind of go and fight. And, you know, maybe not all of them are going to fight. You're going to have to try and find the most suitable ones.
Maybe we'll have to ask them to maybe not feed their pets for a few days before the event, just to get them real riled up, ready to go.
And ready to go. Yeah. And you know what? That'll be fine. They'll have fun. It's a great way for the pet owners to kind of interact and make friends. It's a great show for the kids.
Great for the kids.
The animals will get to get some exercise out in that park. I think it'll be great. And you know what? Hey, I talked to this with my mom, and she said, look, that might be a bit dangerous, especially if you have a smaller animal against a bigger one.
I was going to say, what if you have an iguana against a German Shepherd?
And, yeah, or an iguana against a pit bull.
Oh, anything against a pit bull. Or an iguana against a that would be the best bunny. One. That would be the best one I'd want to see.
Iguana versus pit bull, eh? Mm.
Yeah. But really, what it is, look, if you want to bring your iguana to this event and have it face a pit bull, that is on your hands, buddy.
That's right. That's what I say when people bring, because I go to a dog park with my dog, and when people bring their iguana over, and then you see a dog owner letting their dog run free, like they do, dogs are going to be dogs, and they just take a big chomp out of an iguana spine.
That's
it's like Jurassic Park or something.
Bye-bye spine.
Iguana owner's going, ouchie, mama, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Exactly. And you know what? Hey, maybe the underdog wins. And if anything, Pokemon has taught us anything, is that the underdog
sometimes wins.
Now, burps.
James, I think I love this idea. And I have a little idea of my own brewing in my head, just a little added twist to this. What if we add onto this event a little one of my favorite things? I like to call it gambling.
And I think that would be, and does this not happen in Pokemon? Do people gamble in Pokemon?
I'm sure they do. Ring
and
that.
We could do two different matches then. We'll do one that's gambling, we'll do one that's a straight on, dead on tournament.
Fight to the death.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
we're going to get a cut of the profit.
Oh,
we're
gonna get... that'll go right to the con.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go right to next year's con, maybe. Yeah. Or we'll use it whichever way we want. But, hey, and you know what? If some kids don't have pets, if people come and they don't have pets, maybe their parents are poor, you know, they come from a poor household, which probably won't happen because this is going to cost upwards of $300
to participate in a Pokemon battle. If you want to get in the con, it's going to cost you maybe $100-$200.
Yeah.
To participate in the Pokemon battle, definitely around $300 or $400.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But silver or gold.
Donation. Yeah. We hand out nets to these kids and they can go out and catch their own animal, a squirrel, a bird, what have you, and have them face in the tournament.
Another dog. Different dog owner. From outside the car.
Exactly.
We could let a whole bunch of animals loose in the woods, and then that's good. That's good. A good wildlife for them to kind of.
Exactly, and we could have a wildlife trainer come in, and he could act like a Pokemon trainer. You know, and he could kind of be like,
"That
over there."
Hat.
Yeah, exactly. He could kind of pretend, "Oh, that's a Dogmon, or over there."
Chip
bird. Yeah,
Chip bird boy.
That would be very fun for the kids.
And you know what? As soon as they'll get their little Pokemon animals, bring them inside the doors of the con. We'll have some wet hot tar waiting for those animals just to brand them ready to go.
Exactly. For the ones that they catch, so that we know what owner is.
Exactly. Who owns what pet. You know, if little Devin catches a little dog, we'll slap some tar on that dog, spell out the word Devin.
Exactly.
You know, I got a whole vat of blazing red hot tar under my deck that I've been brewing. I'm just been waiting for a moment to use it.
Where do you pick up a thing like that?
Oh, you just brew it yourself, man. You just dig down, get the tar out.
You just dig down deep, huh? Just
dig down deep. Throw some, you know, some sulfur in there. You're good to go. It's grade A tar.
I'm sure that can't be legal. I want to do the fruit sandals.
Fruit sandals.
Yeah, I was telling you guys about the fruits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Julian.
This is another idea for the con?
Yeah, he was telling me about this a bit earlier.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody cares about it.
No, I want to hear about it.
Fruit sandals. Oh, forget about it.
Expand.
Well, I want to hear about the fruit sandwich.
I know.
Well,
what
I
it
met
is,
this
but...
guy at the fruit market near my house, and he had a different shop that really stood out to me. I never seen anything like it. But you guys have heard of sandals, right?
Yeah.
And you know how sandals are made out of leather, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've heard of like fruit leather, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting way of combining those two great ideas. People love to wear sandals, and people love to gobble down compressed dried fruit. And this guy's idea is to take sandals, his name is Pat, and he takes fruit leather strips and weaves them into wearable, totally functional sandals that you can wear on your feet.
Now we're getting really creative with this.
That is an edible sandal.
No, it is more edible than you think. You can wear them all day as your foot-all moisture just seeps into the cracks of the fruit leather.
As you're walking through the con, as your feet sweat delves deep within the fruit leather.
It just sodden with your sweat and just becoming embedded with filings of wood and pebbles, and it really creates a texture and a real world of flavor inside your fruit foot. You heard of fruit by the foot. This is
the real deal.
On your foot.
Yeah. Now, it does sound kind of fun, and it's quite fascinating. Just two questions, though. What does this have to do with our convention?
How can we work this in?
Fruit and sandal? It just seems out of place.
You want to know how to integrate it?
Yeah, yes.
The way I see it, everybody goes to a convention not for the experience, not for the community, but for the souvenirs. And
the swag,
and I think you want to take something home. Yeah, I really believe that. You go and you want to take back some real hard trophies to take home and put on your mantle or your foot. And I think in this case, people are going to be wanting to wear something around in the park and feel the dew on their bare feet.
Then around 3 o'clock, we'll have a bell going, a ding-a-ling. Hey guys, time to change your sandals. Everybody eat your fruit leather sandals, put on a new pair, and everyone will join together to eat their sweaty foot sandals.
Now, one thing Max said that was funny, but a little bit incorrect, it is not swag, it is not stuff we all get. These things, I am thinking, will cost some money.
Oh, for sure.
It's not going to be free, for showing
up.
You're right,
I'm mistaken.
I mean, you got to think about the profit margin on top of fruit leather. Fruit leather, you can get about a kilo for, this guy says, like $1.45. That's the current market price. So that's a lot. You flatten that stuff out as much as possible, and you just make it real thin and tight. You get some sandals. You're talking about a 500-600% profit margin.
So
I don't know what that means exactly.
So what are we gonna say? Sandals free with eagle,
a platinum eagle.
Platinum eagle donation.
Emerald.
Platinum eagle emerald donation.
So you all know the price of an emerald. Platinum donation is
eagle.
Has it gone up? I think it may have gone up because I've been crunching the numbers and I think it may have gone up.
About what?
$500?
$500
We know you got it. We know you have it. You need to shell it out if you want to have a good time at our convention. Enough of these milk toasts. Jesus, I go on the Kickstarter, all I see is a $5, $10, a $50 donation. Who gives a flying crass about a $50 donation? Nothing to us.
Why are you embarrassing us? It's ridiculous and it's rude. I hate it.
Guys, all you have to do is remember that our convention is absolutely
free. Come on.
Make a donation. You have to get in. Okay,
let's
take a break.
I forgot what that's called when that wind blows like that.
Is there a name for that?
I think it's called a Mortimer wind, isn't it?
A Mortimer wind?
But isn't there something like a banshee that is called, oh, it's the banshee wind, or when winds blow like that? Karen? Where is she anyway?
Karen? Excuse me, Karen, can you come here for a sec, please?
Can you just look up for us what's she going to type in? Types of wind?
I mean, you can Google figure it out types. For, your, Google for yourself. Wind sound you heard types. The kind of the sound of the wind that we were making. Just kind of, can you figure out what that's called? You know, you type it in on Google.
What is that wind that sounds like? And then it'll be like one of the first suggested things, probably, I imagine.
We think it might be a Mortimer wind, but we're not sure.
Yeah, or something Google banshee, some kind of banshee moan sound. I don't know.
Okay, just look it up on the laptop.
You were hired basically for your Googling skills. I mean, what?
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Jesus.
I don't know if we've talked about Karen yet on the show.
I think we might have mentioned her last episode. Ooh, but
thirsty. Is she going in the kitchen direction?
She might be.
She is, I think.
I don't know.
Karen!
Karen, can you come back here for a sec?
Yeah, I'm kind of peckish too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what could we have that's going to be both...
Kind of liquid and...
quenching and hunger quenching. Oh, okay, I have the perfect thing.
Oh, there she is. Karen, can you bring us some hot milks, please?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just a few hot milks. Piping hot.
And I'd like mine with honey.
No skin on it. You had skin on it the last time. Made a bit of a skin because you were boiling it too hot. Make sure that doesn't happen.
And you know what, hon? If there's any kind of powdered... what's that shit? Powdered Nesquik. Put that in there too.
Okay.
But just sprinkle some of that shit on the top.
Thank you, Karen.
That would be, strictly speaking, a hot milk.
No, I guess we haven't really talked about Karen much this show. It's for the viewers, or the listeners, rather. You can't view a podcast, I can assume, unless you can see sound. Karen is an intern. She's it's everybody's fault intern. We've had her on since last season. We recruited her.
And She's a high school student doing her community hours. So she isn't really getting paid for
this. She's very slowly racking them up week by week. She's pulling about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's going to be able to really use them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if her high school is going to accept as her community hours. But
considered credible.
I don't think we're a real company.
Yeah. Well, we certainly won't lay that egg on her until it's too late.
Until it's
far too late for her.
For now, we're just going to kind of take advantage. We'll let her know the day we get another community student looking for community hours. And then we'll tell her... Look, you're done. We have another kid, and we'll pass the torch.
The line.
Now, you might be wondering, how did we acquire a young intern? Well, we were visiting our old high school one day, walking down the hallways.
Yeah.
And James happened upon this this little happening.
Well, I heard a group of kind of girls crying. Well, one of them was crying, Karen. You know,
she was. I assumed her name was. Until then, we just knew her as crying girl.
Crying 16-year-old.
Saying she was kind of worried about her community hours. She wasn't sure what to do for them.
I'm not sure if I'm going to graduate. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
And, you know, I gathered Julian and Max, and I said, hey, guy, look, let's see that girl crying over there. I think we'll be able to maybe have her work at the podcast. You know?
Was leverage. Might be able to leverage her emotions.
Look, I mean, she does do a lot around here, and it really helps us out.
I mean, that's debatable, you know. She's not the best intern.
No.
Right?
She could be better.
Well, it's been 2.5 milks, and I'm not sipping on a hot minute. It's been 2.5 minutes.
Minutes, and I'm not sipping on a hot milk.
Where are those hot milks, Karen? Jesus!
What's the name of the wind?
But this is mainly what we have her do. You know, she's fetching
Google stuff,
milk for us.
She's you call it a gopher.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what, Max? I haven't told you this yet, but right. I am still sleeping here at Julian's.
Due to
my apartment situation.
I didn't know you were still sleeping here.
I am. Not really in your room anymore. I'll kind of find other spots in the place, but
there's a lot of crevices around here.
But she will actually come and tuck us into bed at night. And,
really?
She'll give you another one of her jobs, and then she'll leave. That's her last task of the day.
Is that what she said to you? Did she say tuck tuck?
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said to me.
And that kind of goes with the whole milk thing, hot milk, cookies.
Biscuit platters.
Important stuff. And then she goes home for the night. She's only here once a week. It's the least she could do.
She's a good kid.
Good kid, but a little bit slow. Still waiting on those hot milks.
Hot milks. How long does it
how
take?
How long does it take to boil a saucer of milk?
How long does it take to boil a saucer of boiling water with a saucer of milk in it?
I swear to God, if mine comes back and it doesn't have that chocolate stuff sprinkled on the top...
If mine has a fucking skin on it, I swear to God, I'm going to explode all over the concrete.
And if mine doesn't have an inch of honey on the bottom, I'm just going to throw it in her face.
Well, I guess we'll take a break and see what Karen has to offer. Karen!
Oh, there you are, honey.
Karen!
Oh, this is not right!
Mine's not great either. The chocolate sprinkle stuff has been mixed in. It's not great.
And mine still definitely has a bit of a skin on it.
I'm still going to try and do it.
I don't want to have to deal with that. I don't see why we have an intern if it's going to be like this. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, you can walk off and off.
Julian just went off to make his own hot milk. They all came back a little bit wrong.
Yeah,
but,
as we expected.
Well, you know. Oh, God, sorry.
That's what you get with Karen.
Yeah, I mean... She's new. Ish.
You know, she's 6 months old.
We did contact Peter Pencil to come in today to kind of talk because we actually found out something over the break as well that Peter has booked
a very large park in the city for an event.
Yes.
Which is happening
the exact same day.
August 15th, is it?
Yes, I think so. August is that 15th. The one that we're doing this?
Yes, I believe that is the day that we're...
Happens to be the same day as our convention.
Oh, why don't you let him in there, James? Yeah. I think that must be him. Pete, to your pencil.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
Come on in, man. Ooh. Have a seat.
Ooh. Hey, Max.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah. Richard.
All right, how are you doing? Oh. How are you?
Oh, wow. Oh, just get my bearings here.
So, Peter, we're having a little event on the August 15th.
15th of August, man. What's that about?
How'd you hear about that?
On your Facebook. You've been posting a lot about this.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that you were posting about it on the internet?
No.
Well, it's there.
It's a benefit. It's a charitable benefit. For an organization of mine that I'm spearheading.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you did charity work, Peter. That's very noble of you.
Well, I've got a lot of the family money still.
Uh-huh.
And, that reminds me, I brought you some Starbucks. I know you guys like your hot milk.
Oh.
That's yours.
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's Max's there.
Oh, no skin. Thank you so much. Mm. Beautiful.
Great.
So
I mean, no chocolate on this, but yeah, that's okay.
Well, in order to...
I'm not going to drink it, but thanks.
You know what?
Yeah, two hot milks.
A lot of...
It's too much hot milk.
A lot of medical issues surrounding my life and...
Yeah.
And my daily existence.
All right. For listeners that are, first-time listeners, Peter Pencil is a friend of ours who is constantly plagued by illness and misfortune.
Yes, I am very sick, although I was born into a family of considerable wealth. But I've got some things wrong with me, such as a neck zipped up in a zipper, and it still hurts.
Well, let's move forward from that. What is this event?
So, the charity, exactly what are you
having?
Well, it's for a neckle-related disease. Well, all neckle-related diseases that can occur to the human body and its fragility. So I'm hosting this charity for raising awareness and money for the prevention and
Oh, fascinating, Peter.
Well, it's gonna be a big thing. I mean, there's already 15,000 awaiting reply.
Awaiting reply? Now, wait, hold on. Now, what park is this going to be held at, Peter? If you don't mind telling the people, we'll do a bit of advertising for you. What's the park?
High Park.
High Park, one of the largest parks in the GTA.
Yeah.
Really great place to hold a convention kind of event, or an organizer, right. or a donation kind of event. It's a major park.
Now, Peter, I don't know if you're aware of this, but James, Julian, and myself are thinking of holding an event on that exact same day. We call it FaultCon. It's for our podcast.
First annual.
Oh, wow. I think that's great.
Have you heard about this? Have you been listening to our episodes?
That's really great.
Yeah, it's pretty great, isn't it?
Wow, I think that's really, really great.
One small problem is...
I better go.
Hey, you better sit down. Oh, don't move.
You've only just got here, buddy.
Don't be nervous. It's okay.
Look.
Now listen. This is very interesting because you have an event on the same day as...
We have an event.
Are planning our event. So
and we have a lot planned.
We have.
There's a lot of people we'll be letting down.
A lot of people that are coming. A lot of people that are going to be let down if we don't have our event.
We have organized this thing head to toe, and it would just really be a shame if we couldn't throw it,
Peter. It would just be a shame. It'd be terrible. So we've been thinking...
You have permits to hold your event at this park.
You had the permits for the event.
Well, you see, the nickel-related funguses are... among the most deadly that currently ravage.
Yes, we understand that, and we appreciate that. So we're thinking, why?
I mean, the pain is so intolerable.
Yes, Peter.
Oh, I imagine
that's
it
Peter,
is.
Peter, I imagine it's
and
just
that's why,
the worst.
Peter, we're going to have...
We're
exactly.
We can actually combine forces on this.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
How about that?
If we're working together, we will help you with the nickel, and you can help us
with our con
by joining forces.
We'll call it 50-50.
But Max, my convention, as it were...
Your event. It is not a convention. It is a charitable event.
Well,
let's get that straight.
It has some convention-like aspects in it. LB stands.
I'd prefer if you did not call it that.
Look, what stands do you have planned?
It's a charitable event, and it's... charitable, and your event, I must confess, I've done some research, and I know the nature of what you're trying to...
What do you mean? What?
Put together, well, I've seen the Kickstarter, and I was even so interested as to send some shekels your way.
Oh, really? How much did you donate, out of curiosity? What level was your donation?
Oh, whatever the second from the bottom one was.
Oh.
So a bronze, would that be?
Something like that.
Nah. No, that doesn't sound right.
Was it a milk toast,
yeah,
Peter?
It was
a milk toast donation. Wow. So you really don't support us at all, do you?
So you want to hold a charitable event?
Okay, listen to what you're saying here. You give us a measly milk toast donation, and you have the balls to hold an event on the same day as our convention,
and
you
to call
won't
yourself
even work with us, Peter.
Now, Max, let's just try and go about this.
I am going to go insane.
The yelling is making my neck bleed.
Peter, you... have the audacity to say that you want to hold a charitable event. You can't even give out charity yourself.
Jesus!
This money is not going into our pockets, okay? It's going into next year's convention, or we'll just spend it however we want. But
the point is, to create an institution here, Peter.
We can't have any milk toasts, Peter. And you know what? Now that you've said that, we're changing the 50-50 thing now to about a... maybe 70-30. So you'll have a small booth.
50-50, what is that?
Well, you'll have a small booth at our convention now.
But we need to join forces, because your event will inevitably fail, because we know you. Okay? And
nobody,
you need our help.
Yes, if you come in and join forces with us, we'll have our convention, you'll have a booth at our convention where you can do your charity.
And the milk toast donation will be forgiven. How does that sound? Peter, shake on it. Come on.
Are we friends?
Yes, of course. We'll be friends again.
Would you ever manipulate me?
Of course not.
When have we ever done that?
I actually can't think of a time.
Let's shake hands.
Well, Peter, put her there. Come on, Peter.
Why are you guys looking at each other and not me?
Come on, Peter.
Come on.
Come here.
come here.
That's right. We're grabbing here.
There we go.
Now.
We got it's a deal.
It's a deal.
And you know what, Max? I think now that I'm thinking this over, I don't know if his booth should be right in the con, though. I don't think the nickel donation thing should be right in the con.
Why
I think
don't
maybe
you expand on that?
I think I'm thinking maybe your booths will be
right in somewhere in the central hub.
No, I don't think. I don't think that would work out.
The central hub is really going
to
be, I think,
for the
at this
Pokemon,
point, for the Pokemon
and
battles
and
the fruit leather stands, fruit leather sandals.
You'll be around the TTC station, around the TTC stop, close to the park.
Well, somewhere in the park, somewhere.
We don't think we can have you in the park.
We've got a lot of stuff planned, Peter.
There's
going to
be
a lot
of signs directing people into where the convention is. And if you there are doing your charity thing, I think that'll just distract people. So we're going to say this. You can be part of our convention. You can share the FaultCon name as long as you stay within the limits of the Toronto Transit Commission subway station, which is located about, you know, what is it, 2 kilometers away from the fairgrounds.
And, all right, great. Well, thanks, Peter, so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Peter. We really appreciate it.
Good luck with your donation thing.
With the next. With the thing with the next.
We're going to take a break, folks. Thanks so much for listening.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Side, looking for them catfish.
I got the shotgun, did you get the beers?
Let's go erase our fears.
7-Eleven
is gonna be too much fun. Cornbread under the sun and a Georgia peach upon her buns.
I took out my wooden spoons and started patty whacking my knees.
7-Eleven. Breast of a chicken, not my mother's breast. That's what I meant. I'm a normal guy. Chili and toast.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Remember, the Kickstarter is still up there, so make a donation.
And it looks like we have a park.
Looks like we got a park, too. That's amazing.
Wait,
I'm very
about this.
Yeah,
how
high park.
Park?
We partnered with Peter Pencil.
Sharing forces
now. Oh, God, you guys.
We'll
he's not
going to fill you
there.
In on it later.
We're going to need to talk about this.
But until next time, I'm Max.
I'm James.
I'm Julian.
Last word.
Well, I'll give the last word to one of you. I'll give you the last word, Max.
Jeremiah.